This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel's cabinet has approved an agreement on normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have agreed to meet soon. The Israeli parliament is expected to vote on ratifying the agreement later this week. Israel and the UAE signed the U.S. brokered agreement at a White House ceremony last month, where Israel also signed a similar deal with Bahrain. They are the third and fourth Arab states to make such agreements with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan in 1994. At this hour, confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are set to begin. The U.S. Senate is moving ahead Monday morning on President Donald Trump's pick to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and cement a conservative majority on the court before Election Day, November 3rd. In an advance release of her opening statement, Barrett lays out a strict interpretation of the high court's role, saying it is, quote, not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life, end quote. The staunch conservative faces 4 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. The 48-year-old is U.S. President Donald Trump's third nominee to the nine-member court. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Monday no changes were anticipated to the format for peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan proposed that its ally, Turkey, should be involved. Lavrov was speaking to reporters in Moscow after talks with Armenia's foreign minister, who said effective peace talks over Nagorno-Karabakh would only be possible after a full ceasefire between Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces. The area is a largely ethnic Albanian-populated enclave with Azerbaijan. This is VOA News. Jordan's King Abdullah swore in a new government led by veteran diplomat Bashir al-Kaswani on Monday, charging him with accelerating IMF-backed reforms as the economy faces its sharpest contraction in decades due to the coronavirus crisis. British-educated Kaswani was appointed on Wednesday to replace Omar al-Razaz at a time of rising popular discontent about worsening economic conditions and curbs on public freedoms under emergency laws to contain the pandemic. Two American economists won the 2020 Swedish Central Bank Prize in Economic Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said it awarded the prize to Paul R. Milgram and Robert B. Wilson, quote, for improvements to auction theory and inventions of new auction formats, end quote. The honorees will equally split the $1.1 million award. The Nobel Prize in Economic Science was not included in Alfred Nobel's will. It was created in 1968 by the Swedish Central Bank in memory of Alfred Nobel to mark its 300th anniversary. It was first awarded in 1969 and has been funded by the bank since then. For the second day in a row, Iran announced Monday its highest single-day death toll from the coronavirus, with 272 people confirmed dead. The announcement by the health ministry spokesperson saw Iran also give its single-day highest count of new cases. Iran has seen the worst outbreak in the Middle East. The situation in the capital, Tehran, has worsened, prompting officials to tighten restrictions. Earlier this month, shutting down universities, schools, libraries, mosques, cinemas, museums, and beauty salons. Singapore and Indonesia have agreed to reopen borders between the two countries for essential business and official travel after they were shut to curb the spread of COVID-19. Indonesia has recorded over 333,000 cases, the second highest rate in Southeast Asia behind the Philippines. Republicans in the U.S. Senate will go along with what President Donald Trump wants in coronavirus relief legislation. That's what a White House spokeswoman said Monday, as the White House pursues a deal with Democratic lawmakers. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told Fox News, quote, I believe Senate Republicans will ultimately come along with what the president wants. The president noted that yesterday, end quote. Heavy rains and flooding in central Vietnam have killed at least 17 people and forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of residents over the past week, according to state media. Images from the region showed entire villages submerged due to the flooding, which also cut food supplies to thousands of residents. More than 40,000 people have evacuated to higher ground. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts-Field.